glass cartridge ejected out the side and chinked on the rocky ground. Bluish smoke eddied around me. Gravel dug into my forearms. Powdery gray dirt coated my sunburned skin, even as gnats buzzed around my ears and inside my nose. I didn't care. Exhilarated, I eyed the headless body through the scope and surveyed the bloody chunks of meat spread across the soil in the ultimate buzzard's buffet. "Gotcha dead on, you dirty bastard," I whispered to the decimated prairie dog, my tone reminiscent of Eastwood in the outlaw Josie Wales. Dad chuckled, shifting his position on the slope.
"Your mom would have a conniption fit if she heard you talking like that."
"Then it's a good thing she's not here."
"Yeah."
He squinted at me, finding something on my face that made the laughter bleed out of his eyes.
"Real good thing."
A clement breeze stirred the smell of sage, skunkweed, and hot dirt, scents I'd forevermore associate with death. He eased back on his haunches and stood, wincing. The lack of circulation in his legs was getting worse, though he tried to be a tough guy and hide it from me. I let him. When he held out his big hand to help me up, I let him do that, too.
"Come on, sport. Let's see what damage you've done. You ain't a bad shot."
"For a girl," I supplied. He spit a stream of tobacco juice next to my ropers. Just like my hero, Josie. He looked me dead in the eye.
"Anyone who ever says that to you, Mercy Gunderson, is a fool."
I woke with a start. At least the combat flashbacks had tapered off, but I couldn't remember the last time I'd had a decent night's sleep. Maybe I should fill that prescription for Ambien next time I was at the VA. After I'd finished my yoga practice, I wandered outside. The thermometer read 87 degrees. In the shade. I snagged a Crystalux feed cap off the hook by the door and detoured to the activity by the barn. The semi-truck was backed up to the loading gate. Flies buzzed everywhere. Familiar, pungent smells of dirt and manure hung in the dry air. Most people gagged at the odors, but I'd gotten used to them again. The sense of home. I hoisted myself atop the fence and watched the action unfold. Our two hired men, TJ and Luke, were on horseback, herding the animals. The ranch foreman, Jake, culled the ones he wanted and sent the others out of the penning area with a slap on the flank. One stubborn cow refused to move. Jake bent down and spoke directly into the floppy ear. The tail swished, and then the cow slowly got in line. I laughed. How cool. We had our very own cow whisperer. I would have zapped it with a cattle prod until it bellowed and trotted up the ramp like a good little doggy. Another obvious difference between Jake and me. After the metal door to the chute banged shut, and the semi rattled down the rutted driveway, the foreman ambled toward me. Jake Redleaf had run my father's ranch for the last 20-odd years. Jake wasn't a grizzled old Indian rancher, but fairly young, around 45. Despite spending years outside in the harsh elements, he'd aged well and was a good-looking man, so it surprised me he was still single. What didn't surprise me, or anyone else, was that Jake knew the day-to-day operations of the Gunderson Ranch better than I did. Better than I'd ever wanted to. I shifted my position atop the rickety fence. The wooden slats scraped my palms. I'd probably spend half the damn night digging slivers out.
"Nice to see you out in the fresh air and sunshine."
"Yeah, 'cause I so don't get enough of it being stationed in the world's biggest sandbox." Ignoring my barb, Jake tipped back his battered resistol and wiped the sweat from his forehead with a heel of his hand. His eyes caught mine.
"How's Hope today?"
"Your grandma says she checked on her at 7, and Hope was still in bed."
"Was Levi around?"
"I doubt it. Why? Was he supposed to be working today?"
"Yep. Promised to help me load cattle."
Levi was my younger sister's 15-year-old son. As much as I'd adored him as a baby, his wide-eyed wonder, his drooly smiles, his gurgling coos of contentment whenever I held him, these days he steered clear of me. If his recent behavior was any indication,